They ate in silence, sleepy and bad-humored, and yet on fire with excitement, for it was the first day of their first spring sowing as man and wife, and each felt the glamour of that day on which they were to open up the earth together and plant seeds in it. But somehow the imminence of an event that had been long expected, loved, feared, and prepared for made them dejected. Mary, with her shrewd woman's mind, thought of as many things as there are in life as a woman would in the first joy and anxiety of her mating. But Martin's mind was fixed on one thought. Would he be able to prove himself a man worthy of being the head of a family by doing his spring sowing well? In the barn after breakfast, when they were getting the potato seeds and the line for measuring the ground and the spade, Martin fell over a basket in the half-darkness of the barn. He swore and said that a man would be better off dead then. But before he could finish whatever he was going to say, Mary had her arms around his waist and her face to his. "Martin," she said, "let us not begin this day cross with one another." And there was a tremor in her voice, and somehow, as they embraced, all their irritation and sleepiness left them, and they stood there embracing until at last Martin pushed her from him with a pretended roughness and said, "Come, come, girl. It will be sunset before we begin at this rate."